Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. And I pray that you are always receiving more inspiration to be ever more motivated, ever more disciplined, to reach deeper and to reach higher, to walk in the integrity of the all that you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that consciousness, if we held it as a collective, would be sufficient to put us in a place and space where no weapons formed against us should prosper. Not the corporate deities of death, not the planning and the plotting and the agendas of those who have it as their intention to continue this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness and depopulation and genocide. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to really have an inner standing, an understanding, and a resolute standing with that absolute and supreme intelligence that not only allows us to stand, but has the world spinning, is providing us absolutely everything with each and every beat of our heart, with every breath that we take, with every step that we make. And we should feel so absolutely blessed to be sharing and participating in this now moment where we have access to absolutely everything that we could possibly truly need in order to be completely cleared of any trespasses and violations, of any resentments and negativity, to be completely freed up through forgiveness and compassion and really harmonizing our character with that which is virtuous and integritous as we are doing the cellular clearing, cleansing, purification, and renewal so that we are regenerating, revitalizing, revivifying, being healed and made whole so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned in their temples. We have to realize that the same energy that robbed the pharaoh's tombs and the sacred grave sites of our indigenous and native and aboriginal families all over the world, that now they have created a way to rob the temples of God and goddess of its treasures, of its value, of its riches, of its wealth, of its prosperity, of our mineralization, our integrity, our high ethic, our morality. And now we are having to exalt a full life's urge, a conscious intensity of intention, a full care to be realigned and reoriented and restored in the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of the absolute, or otherwise being the children of God, understanding that God is law, God is light, God is love, God is wisdom, God is truth, God is that which harmonizes us with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, so that we are not a detriment to ourselves or anything or anybody else. And to be in a place where we understand that there is in truth only one self, that is the intelligence of existence that divinely designed us and in its own image, as one would say, but we have no clue as what the image of God, a goddess, is. And it truly isn't what we see in terms of those who are so conflicted in their commitment to living that they would rather be in a place where they are flirting with their own sickness, illness, disease, and death on a daily basis. To know that this is not God's will, that we are having such issues, that this is a part of the agenda that has been the programming and commercialization and psychological behavioral modification that is taking place as a result of the assault that is at the cellular level, because we have been ingesting in mass millions of tons of flesh of dead animals and aborted fetuses of chickens and quails and ostriches and all manners of things, of people who eat the eggs, the progeny of other beings, are a people who are misaligned to know that there is no responsibility that we could really have when we feed off of the progeny of other ones. And to have a system that allows for the multi-million dollar advertising campaigns to advertise to our children on Saturday morning cartoons and whatnot so that they have a desire for that which undermines them at the cellular level, that they come to a point and place where they are being assaulted at the cellular level with the sugar and the artificial colors and the artificial flavors and the FD&C and all of this stuff that is creating so much of the childhood obesity and the cancer and the hypertension and the attention deficit disorders and all of this stuff that has us in a place where we are in and out of emergency rooms and hospitals and all of this. We have to come to a point and place where we understand that there is order in existence and the law provides us with that, and our being lawful, loving the law, loving the order, consciously facilitating our consistent clearing, cleansing, and purification of our bodies, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits gives us leverage over all of those things, that we do not have to be negatively impacted and affected by the vacancy of spiritual integrity that rests with so many ones who carry out corporate agendas that undermine the populace of the planet. But we want to be respected as intelligent people. But there is no intelligence that undermines itself, because there's literally only one intelligence, and the supremacy of absolute and intelligence rests with the exaltation of life and the respect and the reverence of oneness, because it's all there is. So in its divine wisdom, it is not going to allow or perpetuate the exaltation of itself to the detriment of other parts of itself. It is not going to command and demand and inspire and motivate groups of ones and ones to kill other groups and ones so that they have a greater glory. It's not possible. And when you have a people who are undermining themselves, when they are no longer exalting a full life's urge and they are a detriment to themselves, then there is no real purpose in their being, because there is absolute light that governs all of life itself. Absolute light that governs our restoration, our resurrection, and our reorientation in this life. And if we do not have a conscious intention towards it, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to miss the fullness of who you are, why you are, what you are, and not having done the work of cultivating the wealth of yourself, which is what you take with you when it comes time to leave, and having been rightly oriented in your living, in the processes of self-actualization, self-realization, and harmonization with the will of existence, the laws of existence, the love of existence, and the harmony of the truths of existence, which is what love really is. Then at the end of the life, there's an end to the life, as opposed to just being a graduation from the class of Earth residency. Because the earth herself is already suspended in the midst of eternity, we should not be dying at all. And to have agendas in place upon the planet that are socializing us, cultivating us, religiously training us, and signing off on our right to be wrong, our right to be mistaken, our right to be out of order, our right to be sinful, our right to die. It's a problem. And there are those who say, well, everybody dies. You have to die from something. And I'm saying, no, we should not be dying at all. We should be living. And to understand that the foundation of existence, the intelligence of existence, that which is causation, that which is the maintainer and sustainer of existence itself through all orders of being, throughout all realms, is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there are those who would have you think that you can live your life killing yourself, and then when you die, you're going to go to a better place than where you already were in paradise, in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. There are those who would have you think that you have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to that which beats your heart and breathes you, that you can follow whatever you care to because you were given the free will to be mistaken, to be wrong. And I'm saying no, the intelligence of existence gave you so much of itself, and it gave us law. And the law is order, and the law is cleanliness, and the law is love, and the law is fulfillment of our duties, obligation, and responsibility in being these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its own very presence directly. And the majority of the people are feeling as though man's way is mandate and God's way is optional. For there to be so many aspirants, so many spiritual teachers, so many churches and whatnot, for the majority of the people to be so sick. And for Sundays to be the day when so many churches reverence and worship that which they refer to as God and come together as church families and fellowship and whatnot, this constitutes the majority of people outside of the hospitals where you have so many sick people in these churches. The church has failed in its duty, obligation, and responsibility to provide the people the refuge. You understand, it's not good enough to just be in the word if you are not consciously caring to be in the laws. It's not good enough to just go to church on Sundays if you defile your body temple where you get to know God, you worship God, you are in a place and space where God has the opportunity to communicate directly with you. It's beating your heart and breathing you, so you are not able to get the fullness of its love, its light, its wisdom, or its truth if you defile your temple, though you go to church and you go to the mosque and you go to the synagogue. If you defile your body temple and your bloodstream, you are missing yourself. But they want you to feel entitled to poison yourself, entitled to feed off the flesh of desecrated and violated, poisoned animals, and turn your body temple where you are able to create the sanctity and the sacredness of your life and your experience as a spirit being that was gifted life and is maintained and sustained by that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that you would allow your body temple to become a habitation for all manners of worms and parasites and organisms and whatnot, because your temple has been converted into a cemetery for rotting carcasses. We are in a now moment that is requiring us to rise, and our resurrection requires us to be completely cleansed and purified, so that we as spirit beings in these bodies are being completely uplifted, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned in our own temples. This is how we have leverage over systems of degradation and wickedness and inebriation, intoxication, violation, sickness, illness, disease, despair, and degradation. We are in a now moment where we are being told by the exalted spirit worlds that this is our time. To come into the light of the truth of ourselves. To be reinstated in the integrity of who we are as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. Nobody has been authorized by the intelligence of existence, the will of existence, the laws of existence, or any god or goddess anywhere to be the legislators, the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. It is totally antithetical to what the purpose in being is. And it's not good enough to just give up the meat. We have to be cleansed. And that cleansing has to be something that you care to do daily, just like you brush your teeth and you bathe the outside of your body. The inside of your body needs to be cleansed every day. And we have ones and ones who think that their whole responsibility in life is to get more information and more knowledge. But the information and the knowledge you can't convert into the living substance of that which is absolute truth and wisdom if you are not doing that which allows you to be remade and rebirthed in the image of the truth of who you are as the living God and goddess that dwells in that temple. Being in the integrity of your right alignment and your righteousness, knowing the right way, being in a place where you're able to get that direct insight, intuition, that direct download of guidance, so that we're always in a place where we're growing, we're unfolding, we're perfecting ourselves, our ability to hear and to be obedient. But there are those who exalt their right to be wrong, who are exalting their right to teach you that which they think is light. But the light is the creator acting in its capacity as the light. And there is no sovereignty over the sickness, the illness, the darkness, the stupidity, the oblivion, the gloom, the deprivation, the degradation, and all of that without coming into a point and place where you are allowing the light of absolute and supreme intelligence to be firmly anchored within every atom and every cell of your being as a result of your intensity of intention and your consistent effort over time on a daily basis to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated. And you are actually facilitating that work at the cellular level, since the methodology of our oppression is to oppress us at our cellular functioning, then the methodology of our liberation has to take place at the cellular level. This is how we come into the harmony of the whole of existence itself, by each one aligning itself with the intelligence of existence, each one of us caring, each one of us being mindful, conscious, conscientious, considerate, reflective, meditative, repentive, to be in a place where it matters to us that you don't just listen to me. You don't just think that you can hear me and listen and listen and listen and then not do the inner work. Because as the world is trying to influence you to feel entitled to be sick, that you will do everything to facilitate sickness, illness, and disease, and you've been doing this for 10, 20, 30, 40 years, your parents taught this to you, our grandparents, because this is what the schools taught us. And there was this whole movement towards our being educated. But within the educational systems, the United Dairy Council and the Beef Association and all of these ones decided that they would perpetuate their lies within the context of the schools. The schools lay the foundation for the dumbing down of the populace, putting us in a place where we can regurgitate the information. We don't have to eat well to be able to get good grades. We can be fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificial colors, artificial flavors, sodas, Kool-Aid, and this and that, and still get scholarships to go to college. Really? Still become professors, still get master's degrees and PhDs. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that it is not the socialization and the culture that we must exalt. It is the light and the wisdom of being animated, designed by, enlivened, permeated, and penetrated by an absolute and supreme intelligence. and that the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the sea creature, the sugar, the tobacco, the alcohol industries, and whatnot, are misaligned in what their objectives should be. That there is no way that you can be the major stockholders and stakeholders in facilitating sickness, illness, disease, and death, and then go to church on Sunday and give thanks to God for how prosperous you are. Unless it's the God of death, not the God of life. And there is no God of death. It's just distortion, dysfunction, and wickedness. And those seeds that are sown in sickness, illness, and disease will end in death for those who are the legislators, the perpetuators, the partakers, and the profiteers, because there's no profiting. Because life is exacting, and the laws are exacting. And now we have the opportunity to really participate in our own healing through the clearing, the cleansing, and the purification. This is not what we can get from the hospitals. And as a result of ones and ones who are in the hospitals, the doctors and nurses, the surgeons and whatnot, having their own heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, medications, and this and that, many of them are seeking the light. They are coming into the wisdom of the ages in terms of how to use the herbs and the water and the cleansing and whatnot for themselves. And then they are taking responsibility to share the truth. But understand that to have a populace, millions of people dying every year, getting sick, to have this as something that is so common now, that it is the agenda, that is the evidence of the genocide and the effort in depopulation. And the only leverage we shall have is when we no longer participate with it. To be in the mindset where we are having an understanding and an understanding that it is genocide that we are being warred against as a populace of people. It affects absolutely everything and everybody. And now we have an understanding as to being caring, intensely intentional in doing nothing to undermine ourselves. You understand? See, there are those ones who think that just the information, and I used to be vegan and I used to be vegetarian and I'm vegan, but you're drinking and you're getting high and this and that. And I'm saying the issue for us is being restored in the fullness of the integrity of our vitality and the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and the condition of our blood matters in terms of the quality of the spirit that comes, because it is the quality of the blood and the substance which is charged upon the blood that lays foundation for the quality of the thought, which lays foundation for the quality of our choices, and those choices being consistently chosen over time are going to shape your character as to how much harmony and peace and joy and truth and virtue and you have in integrity with the truth of yourself, is this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. This is our truth. It is the truth of everyone. And nobody has been authorized to kill for pleasure, for sport, for gain, or for food. And to have systems based on killing. And every nation is competing in warfare and militarism is a problem. So we're in a place where we have not really seen the culture of light, cultures in light, We have to become it. For the sake of our children and our lineages, that our duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, in our now moment of eternity, is to be consciously caring, to be completely righted after following those who are wrong, to be in a place where we're willing to do whatever it takes to circumvent some of the devastation that is coming as a result of participating with nations and races of people who have been condemned because they are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and act as if the degradation of the people is not going to create more and more catastrophe. The earth is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in this universe, and the forces of life are much greater than anything that we've already witnessed or seen. We can't tolerate 40 days and 40 nights of rain. We can't hardly tolerate 14 days of heavy rain. But we're in a position, as a result of there being so much violation, so much distortion, so much dysfunction, to be completely rained out, burned up, have the earth shake, quiver, and quake, where all of these buildings that they keep building, all of these high-rises, all these condominiums, all of this stuff can come tumbling down, creating so much devastation, where they have bulldozed all of these trees whose roots help to lay foundation for the integrity of the earth itself. We're in a now moment where we have to care to be the light, to stand in the light, to be cleansed and cleared so that we are renewed and rebirthed in the light of the truth of being beings of absolute and supreme intelligence. So on behalf of the whole of existence, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and to the glory of the lineages that we each represent, and the restoration, the reorientation, and the resurrection of a fallen humanity and humankind. This is truly our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama. And I am so grateful and so thankful for all of those who felt a way to do something to make a difference in the lives of other ones. We dwell in the reality of the infinity of possibilities. And as we are consciously caring to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment, and we will do our daily due diligence in loving the intelligence of our being with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, where we will consciously commit to glorifying and bringing forward the greatness of the lineages that we each represent on behalf of those ones, whether they walked in the greatness of themselves or not. The intelligence of existence is there first, and it has gifted itself to absolutely every lineage. And we have the opportunity as well as the responsibility to call forth the greatness of ourselves, to consciously care, to be in the integrity of duty, obligation, an ability to respond. In exalting a full life's urge. In reverencing. In understanding that to love is worship. It is caring. It is enhancing. It is uplifting. It is consciously cultivating, disciplining, renewing, rebirthing, facilitating the harmony, the appreciation, the gratitude, the love. And we each have someone that we care for. Say the most wicked and vile person loves somebody, so they would think. But we cannot in truth fully love without a respect and a reverence for that which beats our heart and breathes us. And so the point of our being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide and the perpetuation of divisiveness, that the individual is divided within themselves, so that we are incapable, not knowing how, to facilitate wholeness in happy marriages, powerful alliances, to know how to really perpetuate our lineages, to do that which we were born to do, gifted to do, have duty, obligation, and responsibility to do, and then we don't care to do it. It's a problem. And to be conscientious enough to understand that because we are under divisiveness, then it matters that we are consciously caring to make ourselves whole again and to facilitate the wholeness of our children and our loved ones and our partners and our husbands and our wives. And there are many who have lost their regard or faith and respect in what marriage is and are doing and engaged in things that married people do without acknowledging, admitting, or respecting the reality of their marriage. But then they want to have all this information and all of this supposed light, but then don't understand how we make it practical. Because the fulfillment of the law is really the fulfillment of love. And love is powerful when we're really loving. And it's very difficult to be truly loving when you are disrespecting, disobeying, and violating yourself and your bloodstream and your cellular functioning. And so I'm the one to encourage us to be committed to our wholeness, to be committed to the liberation. You understand? We can't really accomplish what is needed without the commitment to know and to live in it, not for the sake of exalting what we think we know, but for the sake of being in the integrity of the truth of ourselves, our own authenticity, being able to tap our own talents, skills, and abilities and bring them forward with other ones so that we can create that which is greater than what exists. And giving thanks for all that we have access to be in a place and space where our perception and our perspective are shaped because we are in the divinity of existence itself, and we're acknowledging it, and we're using our imagination to really image wholeness and greatness and healing
And we're using our word to bless and not to curse. We're using our energy to bring order, to facilitate the clearing, the cleansing that allows for the progression of the order and the fulfillment of the law. And to be in a place where we acknowledge that it matters to us. You understand? Because when we were youth and whatnot, we were taught to be careless. I don't care. You understand? When I did 4 months of substitute teaching in the public schools here in Atlanta, I only had like second to fourth graders. And I'd ask them, why did you do that? They said, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? Well, I don't know. And I would like exaggerate it, you know, and get to the point where I say, well, who knows if you don't know? You telling me, I don't know. I mean, what is that? You understand? But that's how we're taught to be in a place where we do stuff. And now that moves on into the adulteration, you understand, of how we spend the time that we should be maturing in degrees of adulteration because we don't care. We don't know, and we don't care to know. When the knowing is what gives us the leverage from just thinking when you are not caring to be corrected, to be feeling entitled to have our own theories and opinions about a thing, when the intensity of intention for the truth is what gives you leverage so that you are able to really reflect and consider and think about it, meditate on it, and seek and find it and enhance your whole being because you were wanting the truth and the truth showed up and you were able to move with it. You understand? Because you wanted it so much. You understand? See, in order to really, really be successful in this now moment in which we're living, success being that we've been completely reinstated, re-enlivened, reoriented, you understand, resurrected, regenerated, healed, and made whole, we have to become obsessive in our commitment to living, loving, being, forgiving, releasing, letting go, honoring, respecting, enhancing, standing, uplifting. You understand? See how we be lays a foundation for what we can do. But when you're focused so much energy on what you're doing to the detriment of yourself and yourselves, then after 20, 30, 40, 50 years of consistency in doing that, there's little of you left. And this is why we see so much of the homeless and the hopeless, and we're thankful for those who care to help. But the issue is that we have so many ones who did not take the time to get clear about what is really needed. You understand? So there's more than just more chicken and fish and blankets that are needed. You understand? In order for us to see a resurrected people, we have to walk in the light so that we're able to attune to them in the now moment. You understand, to inspire, to restore the sensibility of understanding personal duty, obligation, and responsibility to realign oneself with God. You understand, but you can't let go of God and let go of light and let go of law and let go of life. You understand, and then expect somebody to be able to help you. By just giving you what you want. You understand? The brothers on the streets will have a sign that says, no lie, I need money so I can get some beer. You understand? Or I need some food. And they're like, what you want? You want fruit or vegetation? No, I don't want that. I want me a hamburger, some chicken. I say, I'm not spending my money like that. You understand? So I don't have to feel away because I was told through fasting and prayer, the desires of your heart will be granted unto you. You understand? So I'm just saying is that there is always the intelligence of existence that one has the opportunity to apply oneself to, regardless of how deep the valley may be, how dark the night may get. That sometimes ones and ones have to get to that point where they are there with themselves, to face what they have reached for and what they have created for themselves, to get to a point and place where they will knock and ask and seek and pray and cry and do whatever they have to do to get to that point of feeling the renewal, to have invoked their own angels and guides to minister unto them, to lift up their spirits so that they have a desire to walk in the wholeness of themselves, to be in the redemption and to be in a place where they really care. Whatever the addiction has been, whatever the problem was, whatever, it doesn't matter. The issue is, do we care to really be reinstated in the truth of ourselves, in the light of ourselves, caring to be all we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and knowing that the time is now, it's always now. And we were told, according to our faith, so shall it be done unto us. You understand? There's certain things that we were given. And to use that which we were given as instruction in terms of loving the Creator with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, honoring our mother and father, being able to truly care, to glorify and bring honor to our lineages. And so these are basic things. To understand the power of our intention. And to understand that integrity has to happen at the cellular level. And when you don't strive for the integrity at the cellular level so that your cells are not carrying and permeated and penetrated by the violation of violated beings, all these inebriants, intoxicants, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and artificial stuff, if you want to be real. You understand? It's the artificial going on the inside that's created this wave of artificiality on the outside. And so I'm the one to remind you that you are so gifted already. You're so blessed already. Your blessing is not by virtue of the money that you have in the bank. And if you have it, good for you. You understand? But when you are wise enough to not just hoard money, but to really invest in yourselves, in yourself, in that which truly is in your best interest, to understand that there's a strength and a power that comes when you are giving and supporting that which is supporting life, as opposed to spending money on that which is perpetuating sickness, illness, disease, and death. This is we have the opportunity to prepare for our actual new year with the vernal equinox and spring coming. And we should have been preparing all winter, digging deep, woodshedding, spending more time to ourselves. See, this is an issue in terms of having a system that operates outside of the seasons of life. You understand? So regardless of what's going on, it's like the same rigmarole consistently over time. The only thing that slows us down now is the snowstorms and the power outages. And, you know, we can attract more of this stuff to us where we refuse to do what's truly in our own best interest. To take the time, to make the time, to get still, to be quiet. And so now, in preparation for the new year, particularly for those who are celebrating the anniversary of their birth and their solar returns, that this is a time. You don't wait until your birthday, until after the parties and whatnot to start clearing and cleansing. You need to be able to facilitate receptivity of the new frequency and vibrations. You understand? And the vibrations always have a shadow side and they have a light side. And when you have not committed to the light, then you're going to be reflecting the shadow. If you are still feeding off of anybody dead, any dead bodies, whether it's a dead fish, dead chicken, or whatever, to prepare for the spring, give it up. Let it go. You understand? Why is it that we feel like we can't not support death? You understand? The murder and the slaughter of these beings is one thing, but then feeding off their carcasses as if we were under some order of God to eat that which is killed, when the order is not to kill. You understand? And that's how intelligent the intelligence of existence is. It's telling us to love everything. You understand? To love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And there is nothing that isn't our neighbor. But the religions have signed us on into terms of speciesism and feeling that man and mankind have been given dominion over all things. And then you have those ones who feel as though they are able to subjugate and dominate other men and other nations and races of people. And I'm just saying is that we're in a place now where we have to understand that nobody is beyond the law, above the law. Everybody will be held accountable to the law, and the law is still love, harmony, respect, reverence, appreciation, gratitude. And so the clearing, the cleansing, the purification is something that we will be forced to do. You understand? So where you will not stop eating all of this mucus-producing food and all of this flesh and all of this sugar and all of this stuff, then when you move into spring and spring and through summer, you understand, you may be extremely uncomfortable or be forced into the cleansing with this thing that they call influenza or the flu. The flu is when your body is had enough. It says, okay, I got to shut this thing down. It's just, you know, the body is designed with that kind of intelligence where it is always working towards its own balance, homeostasis. It's intelligent, you understand? And it's not our own intelligence that makes ourselves and our cells function. And that's why just the reverence and the respect and the appreciation and the appreciative love of the gift of intelligence is really the foundation of real wisdom. But the carelessness and the thoughtlessness to just keep dumping all this toxin in terms of what you're consuming, you become a detriment to yourself. You understand? And all of the high blood pressure and the diabetes and the obesity and the lupus and the heart disease, the cancer, the diabetes, all of these things are reversible and they're preventable. But we've got to have the kind of care to accept it and to know that that's what we're here to do, is to realize the real eye that truly sees. To care to self-actualize, you understand? So where we have truly seen, then we have the responsibility to behave accordingly for the actualization of the realizations that facilitate the harmony and the harmony with the wholeness, the harmony with the intelligence of our being, the harmony with that which is greater than men. That which is the creator of mankind, the earth and nature and all of that. One with the intelligence of existence is a majority. We should not feel any way other than extremely and graciously blessed to be able to participate in harmonization with it for our mutual benefit, restoration, reorientation, realignment, and resurrection. And so we want you to feel real good about being the ones you are. You understand? To know that we have no shame in our game for wanting to be successful. You understand? It's and the success, they're those who have mastered their processes to the degree to which, you know, in order to be in a place where ones and ones will come and seek you out to give you a contract to sign with them in whatever it is you have developed yourself to be very proficient at. See, the world celebrates and gives based upon proficiency. You understand? But the proficiency in the areas of entertainment and acting and ball playing and singing and dancing and all the things that we've gotten paid to do has not and is not necessarily qualifying us for continuance in existence. You understand? And this is the issue, is that we can feel entitled to go our individual path of seeking as much stuff and as much of the trappings of success in the polished wood, metal, and stone, but that does not qualify you for continuance in existence if you are not really understanding what the purpose in being on the planet is. And we were not given it, and we should have gotten that. And now we have to set the precedent for writing things, for setting it right, so that our youth and our children and our grandchildren are being supported in their conscious evolutionary unfoldment as divine beings directly, and that they understand virtue of character and integrity of being, that teaching virtue and exemplifying it is what we've missed in teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. You understand? And doing that which allows you to be enslavable, trappable, incarceratable. And so becoming proficient in any area of talent requires the same thing that I'm saying in terms of truly being successful in your whole life. You've got to be committed to developing yourself, not just one area of talent, but the integrity of the divinity of yourself, to be proficient in a daily due diligence, in acknowledging your divinity, in exalting a full life's urge, in caring. You understand? To have the quality of character that is consistent with who you are as a child of God, as a man of God, as a woman of God. God being law, God being life, God being love, God being order, God being health, God being wealth. God being existence itself. But to be in a place where you're warring against yourself, or you're warring against other ones, or you feel like you have to fight. You understand? You have to fight. In order for you to get leverage, you got to take other ones down. Somebody's got to die. Somebody's got to suffer. Somebody, you understand? All of that is the evidence of having dirty blood and defiled temple. That we're not thinking the right thought in order to create a greater wellness and wholeness upon the planet, when the planet supports our wholeness. But in our degradation, in our dysfunction, in our feeling entitled to kill and then feed off of the flesh of that which has been killed, in the desire to eat the fetuses of other beings, you understand, to deny other beings the opportunity to live and perpetuate themselves, that people feel like they have to hunt and kill and then mount their heads upon this and their heads upon that. You understand? And going into Africa, I know that this is one of the reasons why Africa has suffered so much, is because they have been so complicit at various levels in killing all of these wonderful creatures, allowing these people to come in and have safaris and the devastation, because we have ignored that the intelligence of existence is the eye that sees through every eye, and we have been supported in not having a proper understanding and understanding about the oneness of existence and the oneness of being and what the truth really literally is in the harmony of the wholeness and the oneness of us all. And so the leverage that we can have now is really taking this to heart. You understand? And not just hearing me on the radio, but really taking it to heart. To understand that the knowledge and the information is one thing, but to really anchor the light and the love of the law in every fiber and cell of your being, where you begin to really radiate it. You are consecrating your body temple so the spirit of the true and living God and goddess has been completely re-enthroned, and you become brilliant in your own authenticity, where your gifts, your generational wealth, that which is charged upon your very DNA, is coming forward and having expression in the world, adding unto the blessedness of the being of all beings.
You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.